Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
When Workers Control the Code by Clive Thompson. You know what I hate? Rating drivers on Lyft. 3 stars? 5 stars? I know Lyft wants to feed the ravenous maw of its machine intelligence, but I worry that drivers will get punished for low ratings. In the app-dominated gig economy, platforms already hoover up as much as 30% of the fees, and workers barely eke out a living. So when Lyft asks me to rank drivers, I lie. I give everyone 5 stars. It makes me think, why doesn't someone try to run an on-demand labor app that doesn't seem to exploit its workers? Well, that world is inching into reality with the emergence of worker-owned apps, where they own and run the marketplace themselves. It's a trend that could save the gig economy from itself. One of these apps is Up and Go, which lets you order house cleaning services in New York City. The cleaners are trained professionals, many of them Latin American immigrants who formed worker-run cooperatives long before they ever started thinking about an app. That was a crucial part of what made Up and Go possible. The workers were already organized. They knew each other, says Sylvia Morse of Brooklyn's Center for Family Life, a group that began helping co-ops establish themselves in the mid-2000s. For instance, Up and Go's workers hold monthly meetings to hash stuff out. Back in 2016, with the help of Morse and Robinhood, a local nonprofit, they decided to set up their own local grassroots rival to Handy, the venture-funded and sometimes worker-maligned Uber of household chores. The idea had tons of upsides. A digital booking interface would make it easier for customers to engage the service, and it would allow workers to market themselves more easily on social networks. Best of all, though, they would own their own code, with no Silicon Valley disruptor skimming profits off the top. Any decisions on how the tech will be used is up to them, Morse tells me. In practice, that means more money goes to the people who actually put in the elbow grease. When customers use Up and Go to hire a house cleaner, only 5% goes to the app, 3% for transaction costs, and a wee 2% for business costs like running Up and Go's servers and development. There's no venture capitalist demanding hockey stick growth or profits. Investors are nowhere at the table, says Danny Spitzberg, who worked for a year and a half at Colab, a digital agency on Up and Go. The house cleaners make an average of $22.25 per hour, about $5 more than the area average. It also means the cleaners of Up and Go have been able to avoid the Lyft trap. When deciding how to design their app's user interface, they opted not to give users the ability to rate individual workers. A customer can certainly rate the overall quality of Up and Go's service, but they can't drill down to a single person. 2 years in, Up and Go is thriving. Could we see more of these worker-run efforts? Indeed. Stocksy is a high-quality stock photography cooperative run by its members, offering such high pay to photographers that pinch me is the thing that comes to mind, laughs Suzanne Clements, a Florida member. For workers looking to run their own show, the technical barriers are shrinking, notes Trevor Schultz, a New School professor who has popularized the concept of platform cooperativism. Building a marketplace app just isn't that hard anymore, nor is charging credit cards. Schultz's team is writing open-source code that anyone can customize. His first set of pilot projects includes working with 3,000 childcare workers in Illinois and a co-op of women in Ahmedabad, India, doing beauty care work. What you have is much more dignified work, where people are in control, Schultz says. The lesson here? If we want better gig labor, the hard part isn't the code. It's the social stuff. Getting workers together to form a co-op and setting up rules for selling their labor and resolving disagreements. An app can help things along, but it's humans who really change the world.